All right, let's talk some Red Sox right now as we kick things off this afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour. Joined on the phone by Mark Normandin from Over the Monster. Mark, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well. How about you guys?
I'm doing all right. Ready for some baseball up here. Excited for the start of the season. Wondering, like everybody else, how the Red Sox will solve this logjam they have in the outfield. Who do you think will end up being the winners and losers there?
It comes down to whether or not Shane Victorino is healthy as far as the start of the year goes. If it turns out that maybe he needs a little more time to play, they think something's wrong with him and that's why he hasn't been playing great this spring, you know, they'll find a place for him besides the opening day roster. But my guess would be that Victorino starts in right, Betts in center, and Hanley, of course, is going to be in left. Whether that's the plan long term is kind of to be seen. They've got an outfield full of guys who are either unproven at the big league level or have a history of getting hurt. So I don't think anyone's going to be hurting for playing time, you know, when all is said and done.
Alan Craig has had a pretty solid, not overwhelmingly great spring, but making good contact, showing some of the signs of the player he was a couple of years ago. Do they hang on to him, hoping they can get a little bit more for him later in the season if they get him some decent playing time?
Yeah, at this point, if they traded Craig right now, all they would get is an open roster spot. They're not going to bring back a lot for him. So it's worth it to see if he can recapture the form that he had. And even if he can't get all of it back, let's say, you know, Mike Napoli walks as a free agent. First base is kind of a wasteland on free agency. So if they could, you know, do something with Alan Craig and Daniel Nava as either a stopgap or a solution going forward, you know, they have that option by keeping both of them around. And then if Craig does become the player he was before, you know, that's a really good player to have around. So, and they're able to keep him out of the outfield because they have enough quality outfielders. So that makes him, you know, more valuable because he is not a good defensive outfielder. So it's just worth it, you know, for what he could be in the future in a variety of scenarios to try to find a way to hold on to him rather than just deal him off.
Let's talk about the injury bug that's kind of caught hold in camp right now. What's the latest on Christian Vasquez and Koji Uehara?
John Farrell was saying both of them feel better, but that's just kind of a vague, you know, players say they feel better all the time when they've had an injury. So it doesn't really tell you anything. Vasquez was getting an MRI today in his elbow, so it's kind of tough to know what the situation is with him, and hopefully it's not anything too serious. The Red Sox don't have a whole lot of catching depth ready just yet. Blake Swihart is the best catching prospect in baseball, but he has 18 games at AAA to his name. He's a guy who tends to, you know, pick it up about midseason. So he's not quite ready to, you know, fill in if there's an injury right away.
One of the big stories of the spring has been the terrific batting of Mookie Betts. Has he been even better than you thought he'd be?
Well, I had the pleasure of watching Mookie whenever I felt like it in Portland last year. So I've been kind of waiting for this for a while. It's great that he keeps kind of matching the expectations that a lot of people have had for him, including me. And I'm really excited to see him, you know, start in the center and just do this on, you know, actual stage. Because spring training is still spring training. And, you know, Betts is hitting really great, but the spring training, people aren't using their full arsenal. It's not the kind of players he will be facing constantly in season. So we'll see, but he's just showing so much promise in pretty much every facet of the game.
We're talking with Mark Normandin of Over the Monster. Sox about a week away from opening day. The closer thing a bit up in the air because of the injury and waiting to find out the status of Koji. Will it be Mujica to start the year? And how confident are you in his ability to maybe even hang on to that job?
It seems like the safe option. He has experience in the role. He was pretty good last year after a rough start to the season. It kind of messed with his numbers for the whole year, but he settled down. You know, he should be fine for the role, just as a temporary guy getting three outs in the ninth. The Sox lineup is such that if things go well, they'll hopefully have some big early April leads, and Mujica will have some room to make some mistakes. If it turns out to be a more significant injury, I don't really see them making a trade necessarily, bring someone in, just because they have so many arms in the system and at the upper levels ready. And John Farrell really seems in love with the idea of Matt Barnes as a reliever instead of a starter. So you know, you might create a situation where he gets moved into the bullpen and majors, and everyone kind of moves up a rung on the ladder.
What about some of the other names on there? Is Agando had experience in Texas closing games, didn't he?
I don't remember if he was did that for very long. He was always more of a swingman there, and I think they kind of want to just keep him in a specific role because of the arm problems that he had previously. So he's just going to probably do one thing and hopefully do it very well all year long.
All right, Mark, before we let you go, we want to switch gears, and Brian Stackpole fired up to hear about this. I know you have very strong opinions about what should happen with Brock Lesnar in WrestleMania 31. Tell us all about it.
I think he should retain, and it's not a criticism of Roman Reigns or anything like that. His crowds aren't really behind him yet. Maybe if they kind of have him actually fail a challenge instead of just punching through whatever to solve all his problems, he'll... the crowd will get behind him a little more organically in a secondary story. And just makes more sense to have this big special attraction champion come in and be the special attraction. You know, if you take the belt away from him, then what is he necessarily? The chase isn't the exciting part with him.
You just nailed it, Mark. I mean, he's a UFC champion. He just dominated the whole WWE roster for the last year and a half or so. Beat The Undertaker, the only person to ever do that at WrestleMania. Why should he lose to Roman Reigns, especially with this contract extension?
Yeah, you know, you can have him lose 6 months from now or anything like that when everyone buys into Reigns a little more. But, I mean, they were probably backed into a wall, backed into a corner a little too, because they didn't know if he was leaving. You know, it was time for someone else to be champion besides Cena. So I guess we'll see what they actually feel like is the right idea now that they know Lesnar's not going anywhere.
I think you guys are missing the greater point in that Roman Reigns has the most luscious head and shoulders body hair of anybody in sports entertainment currently. And when you're picking
he is a handsome prince.
Yeah, when you're picking a bell cow to go forward, that's got to be on the checklist of stuff, right?
Oh, it is, absolutely. He has the look. Yep. He has probably more of the look than they even need.
Nice. Troy Polamalu with a lot of muscles.
Hey, we got the lowdown on everything here this afternoon. Now, Mark Normandin, OverTheMonster.com. Mark, always great talking with you. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Anytime.
18 minutes after 4 o'clock here. It's Downtown on a Friday afternoon program live.